they Jew don't mean they did a crime. Just because they Jew don't mean they did a crime. There's a lot of people in jail for being available, cause that's all you need in this world to be locked up. If a judge wants you to go to jail for life, all he gotta do is give him what your sentence will pop up. A judge will tell you freedom or imprisonation, but a judge don't know what happened, you only got accusations. And when he sent a person to jail for a crime that he never saw that person commit, they'll jail anybody, even if they're innocent, and give you whatever time they want you to get.
When you just hang a person, put a person in electric gas, a person shoot a person to death for a crime that you ain't seen that person commit, you ain't solving no crime, you causing a problem. A problem for the mother that's now without a son, wife without a husband, throwing down a father, and society putting faith in this goddamn procedure.
Just because they jail
don't mean they did a crime.
Just because they jail
don't mean they did a crime.
Just because they jail
don't mean they did a crime.
Just because they jail
don't mean they did a crime.
They said Move killed one of they cops, but Ram was facing Move when he got shot. He got shot in the back of the neck, the bullet traveled down while he's getting shot. Move trying not to drown, ducking and dodging bullets from the other cops, but still blame it on Move and Rep got shot. The bullet that they took out of the cops didn't match none of the guns that they got
from Move, so ain't no case to prove Move is innocent, but the judge said they still should be sent. And a couple days later, the judge was on a talk show. Mumia, a reporter, called in and asked, yo, who killed that cop? The judge admitted he didn't know, he had the faintest idea, but Move still went to jail from 30 to 100 years with no bail. They did the same to Mumia in 1981. They rigged up and tricked up some stuff with his gun.
In 1981, Mumia arrived in a cab. He turned and looked and seen his brother getting beat bad. He went to check his brother, and he got shot, and somebody killed Faulkner and left the crime spot to tell you about Mumia in 1981. To concentrate on what happened with the gun, Mumia had a gun, but it was a 38. His life is on the line, and there's no time to wait. Then you fucking was shot with a 44, so be prepared, cause on our hands is a war. That tell me the system plot the plan. They set Mumia up to kill Mumia, the innocent man.
Just because they jail
don't mean they did a crime.
Just because they jail
don't mean they did a crime.
Just because they jail
don't mean they did a crime.
Just because they jail
don't mean they did a crime.
Sylvia Baraldini, Marilyn Buck standing dear. Raylan Vassar, Sunni Yada, Linda Peltier. Oscar Lopez, Ricardo Jimenez, Mutulu Shakur. Freedom fighters, all prisoners of war. Just because they jail don't mean they did a crime. And if you stand and kill us, then the info is the bombs. Set all political prisoners free. I was born a political prisoner at HOC. House of correction, but they don't correct nobody, cause people come out worse than they would be. HOC must mean home of corruption. This is all facts, not a guess or assumption, cause
prisons is a money-making industry. And if you speak out about it, that's where you'll be. Or dead on death row, where Mumia is. And since I'm talking about it, here's a pop quiz. If Faulkner would've lived and Mumia was the one to die, would Faulkner be on the run fighting for his life? Just because they jail don't mean they did a crime. And just because they did the crime don't mean they doing a time. Now I'm gonna name some political prisoners, from preachers and politics and judges and ministers. Y'all care about justice, say yes, not no. Two political prisoners that we named, and here we go. Russell Schultz.
Yeah, yeah.
Cormier Valentin.
Yeah, yeah.
Edward Cortez.
Yeah, yeah.
Linda Evans.
Yeah, yeah.
Thomas Manning.
Yeah, yeah.
Alicia Rodriguez.
Yeah, yeah.
Ida Rodriguez.
Yeah, yeah.
Richard Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
Marshall Eddie Conway.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaleel Mutin King.
Yeah, yeah.
Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yeah, yeah.
Phil Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Delbert Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Chucky Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Janine Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Janet Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Debbie Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
And Merle Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Free all political prisoners
on the move. Long live John Africa. And down with this rotten ass system.